to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Today's scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 2, 12 through 13. Now, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, and I found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind, because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them, and I went on to Macedonia. Who do you long to see? Who refreshes your soul? Do you have the aroma of Christ that other believers would long to see you? I ran across this verse this week, and it just stood out to me. I did not recall hearing it before, or if I did, I must have just brushed it off, giving it little to no thought. What does Paul mean when he did not find his brother? Was this his biological brother? No. Titus was a Gentile converted to Christianity, while Paul was of Jewish descent. But yet, Paul longed to see Titus. So much so, for some reason, though he went to share Jesus with the people of Troas, he appears to have quickly said goodbye and left. Let's listen to it again. Now, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and I went on to Macedonia. We as believers are connected. There are so many places in Scripture that confirms this. We long to be a part of authentic Christians. They are our comfort. We need each other. In 1 Peter 2:17, the Scripture says to love the family of believers. In Acts 2:44, it says all believers were together and had everything in common. In Galatians 10:6, it says to be good to all people, but especially to the ones who belong to the family of believers. And in Matthew 18:20, when two or three are gathered in His name, He promises to be there. And the list goes on and on. Lord Jesus, thank you for your holy scriptures. Thank you for other believers that refresh our soul. Help us to be so deep in your word that we do and whatever we do and say would encourage and comfort and uplift all around us. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.